And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Just got a tweet. Said, listening to David Cook on KC102 Radio. Can't think of a better way to kick Friday morning into gear. Tune in now. Yes, David Cook on the phone right now.
Time is here. David, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning to you. How are you guys doing?
Really well, thank you.
Where are we talking to you? Where are you this morning?
I am at home in beautiful, overcast Nashville, Tennessee. So,
but you've been in New York the past couple of days because I follow you on Twitter.
I did sneak into New York. Yeah, we're actually putting the finishing touches on some new music. So, I was out there enjoying Times Square and trying to get some work done.
I saw you met a new friend in Times Square as well. Who was that?
I assume you're talking about Mr. Cookie Monster.
How was Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster was good. He'd been working hard, and so it wasn't the most pleasant scent in the world. But
right.
You know, he's was working hard and very friendly.
He had a little chunyon on him, huh? We learned this from the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Do you know what chunyon means? You act like you do.
I'm assuming it means doesn't smell good.
That's
I'm
basically
conversation.
Yeah. We learned from the Urban Dictionary this morning that it's a form of armpit odor that resembles a combination of cheese and onion. Chunyon.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Not freshly baked cookies, as you would want Cookie Monster to smell like.
C is for chunyon.
Well, Big Slick had also tweeted about you, and they posted your video singing Purple Rain last year at Big Slick, and everybody lost their mind, like, oh, I listen to this all the time. Love that version.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had such a blast with them last year, and I've already got it marked off on the calendar, so hoping I haven't heard from him yet. I'm hoping I can come back because it was such an awesome experience, you know.
Yeah, June 23rd and 24th are the dates.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be there even if they don't invite me. Why not?
That's what we do. Just come with us.
Yeah, right.
So you're about, and last year, remember you got the home run in Jen's Chewbacca mask. So that did wonders for the game there. That was awesome.
I'm telling you, you know, I grew up playing baseball in Kansas City, and I never hit a home run. So I think I figured out what the trick is. So we might just have to bring that thing back every year.
Yeah, well, you let me know what you want. I have a Darth Vader mask. I have all kinds of stuff. I've got a giant giraffe costume. Whatever you need, I'll bring for you.
Bring it all. Let's just have like a carrot top chef just sitting right next to home plate.
And perfect.
We'll just dig through it every time. It'll be fantastic.
It'll be prop baseball. It'll be great.
Why is that not the rule, huh? That would be awesome.
New costume every at bat. I love it.
It could be the rule for Big Slick, I'm telling you.
I think we should make it that.
That's it.
Yeah, right?
We'll bring the trunk.
Are you going to get back for opening day or anything? How do you get to follow the Royals when you're out on the road?
You know, unfortunately, I'm not going to get to come back. I do get a chance to watch quite a few games. MLB TV is pretty awesome, so I do get to watch it pretty consistently on the road. But I'm excited for this year. I think, you know, if we can get out of the gate strong and make another run at it and hopefully hold on to most of the guys that are going to be free agents after this season. I think it'll be fun being a Royals fan for the next few years.
Yeah,
I guess it will. We're talking with David Cook here on the show this morning. And David, of course, you kind of alluded to some new music. You're going to be here in Kansas City on May 19th at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's. So what can you tell us about the new album? There's a lot of fans out there we know that are kind of hanging on your every word at this moment. So what can you reveal anything about the new album?
You know, I think working on new material since Digital Vein, it's starting to feel like Digital Vein, our last record, was kind of a bridge record. Just in that I think some of the new material definitely has a very different vibe to it than anything I've ever done before. It's fun to do. I've really enjoyed this process of making this music, but I'm also like really nervous, you know, because it's a different sound. But ultimately, just I think as we're putting the finishing touches on this first single, I'm pretty stoked for people to hear it. So, you know, hopefully we have all our ducks in a row and I'm able to play it in Kansas City, but if not, it won't be too far beyond that. But, you know, anytime I get to come home, it's always fun. And our last show, Voodoo, was so much fun. Crowd was great. So
to get to come back again, you know, hopefully we can bring a few more bodies in and make it a little louder.
That's a great venue because there's not a bad seat in the house. It doesn't matter where
there
you
really
are.
Isn't it? Yeah. Especially up on stage. That's a great seat.
It's a nice place to be.
It's a really good place. Again, David Cook here on the show with us this morning. So I noticed in Times Square that you also took a picture of one Alec Baldwin up on a billboard behind
sure.
you. Do you ever get to sneak in and see his Donald Trump on SNL?
I've watched it a few times. It's I've loved SNL like you know for a long time. That's a given, but especially lately, I think. The cast they have now is great, and then I love that they're bringing in so many guest stars like Melissa McCarthy and Alec Baldwin. So his Trump impression is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a musical guest on SNL?
I was in 2008. Yeah, we went on to support the first record, so it was
awesome.
It was the last time I threw up before a performance.
Really?
Was on SNL. Oh yeah. The nerves with that were something else.
I bet. Yeah, that would scare me too.
Oh, geez,
who was hosting that night?
Ben Affleck. I remember that because he during we were filming the promos and he kept stepping on my foot and he never apologized.
The dirt comes out.
Oh,
I know. I know.
Story.
Kitty's got claws.
Are you getting a chance to watch any basketball? Do you fill out a bracket?
I did fill out a bracket. Mm-hmm. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
But from the looks of things, it doesn't seem like very many went well. So mm-hmm. I'm going to alienate half of my Kansas City base here. I'm a Mizzou fan.
Sure.
So I Kansas looks really really good. I haven't reconciled enough to cheer for them this year. So,
understandable.
I pick Gonzaga. So
I did too. Yeah. No, I have Gonzaga.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a KU fan, but I can't pick them because then I'm afraid they'll lose and then I lose twice. So I pick mm-hmm. Gonzaga and hope that you know I'm happy if KU wins. I'm happy if the Zags win.
That's not a bad way of looking at it.
Yeah,
good work.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, I'm excited to see you. Voodoo Lounge
yes.
in May. We have one more pair of tickets to give away right now. We've been saying you have to tweet us, so go to @KC102Radio. Make sure you're following us and send us a tweet. We'll pick somebody for those tickets next.
David, we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you so much. And we'll see
Absolutely.
You here in just a couple of months in Kansas City.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for making the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, always, man. We appreciate it. And all the best to you and the new album and everything, too. We're rooting for you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Take care.
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya. There is David Cook.
Oh, you think I won't load up costumes to bring to Big Slick?
Oh, I will. We're doing this.
I have a frog costume. I have a giraffe. I have Darth Vader and Chewbacca masks.
Oh, see,
I feel like
go.
David Cook, of all people, would take the onesie
Absolutely.
And jump in that giraffe onesie. For April, the giraffe will still be pregnant by then.
Yeah,
see,
so.
They just need to make us the directors of... Well, somebody get Gloria on the phone
Yeah,
here.
Gloria Rudd.
Yeah.
Let's chat with her.
That's right. So we'll have
I mean, they're all used to
there.
Wardrobe changes.
Oh,
it's
sure.
no different.
Right.
We get Stone Street in a clown outfit. I mean, he's already been Fizbo.
No.
We can line that up.
Nope.
We get a bunch of mascots for Shaylee. This will be perfect.
No, that's not, no.
We can get Westport Panda.
Wait.
We can get his panda head.
Guys.
Yes.
No.
Panda.
Totally
panda.
Next level.
Panda.
This is all happening.
Oh, this geez. Is good. Right?
Great.
Judy Greer out there in like a Wilma costume.
C
I don't know.
Is for
great.
Chunyun. I hope all of Kansas City starts using Chunyun now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
As soon as I read this story about what happened to Ellen's finger, I thought about Shaylee at the Snake Saturday parade. When all of a sudden she comes back, she's like, I broke my finger at the parade and I don't know how.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Random
injury. What happened to that?
I don't know. I think I hit it on, I don't even know what. At
Some
the parade, but it was so cold, I couldn't feel my fingers. So then when I got home and finally de-thawed, I'm like, wow, my finger really hurts.
So Ellen, then on her show yesterday, is talking about how she broke her finger in an interesting way.
Portia drove me to the hospital, to the emergency room. And when I got there, of course, the receptionist had so many things for me to sign. A picture for her nephew, a T-shirt for Tammy. Thank you so much. Tammy was my nurse that was taking care of me. But anyway, so it turns out I didn't break it. I dislocated my finger. That's what they call it, which is an incorrect term because I knew where it was located. What they do is they take the part that's dislocated and they just snap it right back into place.
Oh.
I was in incredible pain, and Tammy said, do you want a shot? And I said, no, I had two glasses of wine. It's what got me into this mess in the first place, Tammy.
Yeah.
So she had wine, tripped, and dislocated her finger.
Right. She says she had two glasses of wine, fell into a door. Basically, she said, I just caught the lip of the top step. I was just about a foot away from the door, and I fell into it. It did something to my finger, and I knew something was wrong.
I feel like this is something I would do.
But look at the x-ray. Look at the top of her finger.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
wow.
That looks...
It's like a football player's finger.
That looks like it's
finger.
taken off and moved.
That's
half of an inch.
Not okay.
Well, we were looking for it this morning, 5767102. People with weird injuries, what are the strange ways that you've injured yourself?
Or how much really, time you got.
Or the really embarrassing ways.
We actually have some David Cook tickets we can give to the winner of this. And by winner, I mean, you know, person who got hurt the worst
really,
or had the best
loser.
Story. Yeah. 5767102 is our number. Yours is still my favorite, how you got injured bowling. That's a pretty solid, weird injury. It's not many people that have a bowling injury.
Well, yes, I was bowling. And it was a little girl's birthday party at the... lane next to us, and sometimes I wonder what, because I cut the tip of my finger off actually bowling.
Yeah.
And so when I picked my hand up, there's blood everywhere, and all the little girls on the lane next to me were like screaming because they were, you know, at a kid's birthday party. They didn't expect to see blood that day. I mean, I don't think it's not that kind of party. So I always wonder what happened to them.
Were they scarred for life? Traumatized.
Yeah. What happened to them? I was 5 years old. They didn't have shoes small enough to fit me, so they said, Dad, go out there and bowl in your socks.
Yeah, that seems
safe. And good luck to you.
Right.
So, thank you. Thank you very much. That's how I injured myself.
How'd you break your finger? Tear an ACL? What happened to you? 5767102. David Cook tickets up for grabs.
Amanda from Overland Park, you were had some interesting living room gymnastics going on, it looks like. What happened to you, Amanda?
Yes, my parents were gymnastics teachers, and I love doing cartwheels, both right and left-handed, and thought I was a pro on the floor, so decided to try it off of my couch.
Oh! Uh-huh.
And I broke my elbow.
Oh! How old were you?
I think I was 5 or 6.
Yeah. Mm. See?
Yeah.
I tell my kids all the time because they're constantly doing gymnastics in the house, and I'm like, oh, this is not going to end well.
Yeah. Nope.
One of these times, that back bend is going to hurt real bad.
And we're the people who put a gymnastics bar up in their living room.
Yeah, you gave her one for Christmas.
Yeah.
You're brave.
Or stupid.
All right, well, make sure Joey has her phone number so she's in the running for these David Cook tickets.
Great. Amanda, hold on for 1 second. Driving to work was really dangerous for Jacqueline. Good morning, Jacqueline. What happened to you?
Good morning. Yeah, so I was running late one day, and I went into my walk-in closet to get my shoes, and I'm awkward and clumsy, and I turned around too fast, and I snapped my nose in the door frame and broke my nose.
How does the rest of your day go at that point? Are you still going to work?
Oh, I mean, I didn't do it today, but that was several years back. So
yeah.
I sucked it up and still did what I needed to do, but yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
Because then you have to go and explain to everybody what happened.
Right.
Yeah, everyone thought I just got a nose job because I was, you know, wanting to improve my features. But no, in reality, I'm just awkward. So.
Well, it's like, I feel like nose injuries are one of two things. Either you got a nose job or you're in a bar fight.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And they should see the other guy.
You don't want to cop to either one. So.
Did you change the story to make it sound like you had gotten it in some sort of fight or anything?
Oh no. Because I've sprained my ankle stepping off a curb before people know I'm just acting prone. So
just standard for Jacqueline.
I'm not even going to try.
She's got the Truda disease. All right, Jacqueline, hold on for 1 second. We'll have Joey get your info as well. More in the broken nose department from Jason here. Good morning, Jason.
How are you?
Oh, doing well. It sounds like you're a little banged up.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it all started my freshman year. I play basketball, and at the basketball camp in the summer, my nose got slammed into someone's elbow going up for a rebound.
Yeah.
And it didn't bleed or anything. But later, when I went home, my dad's a nurse, and he said that I broke my nose, so he went to the hospital and got it checked out. And ever since then, I'm a sophomore in high school. I've broken my nose 5 times, all doing different things.
Jeez.
How many different ways can you do it? So basketball, I get. It's easy to break a nose playing basketball.
Yeah.
Running into doors? How else have you broken it?
Well, I've fallen into a door.
Yeah.
I've a small dog, and she just kind of goes wherever she wants.
Right.
Just
gets underfoot.
Yeah. Didn't want to step on her, so I missed the stair.
Oh, I'm not laughing at your pain.
No, I know, because we've all been there.
All right.
Jason, hold on. We're going to get some info. And let's end here on Lori in Overland Park, who was it your dad that broke his rib?
Yeah. I guess I was around high school age. We had a swimming pool, lived down in Dallas. We were playing with towels, kind of, you know, family fun, snapping each other with the towels. And somehow when I snapped my towel towards him, I hit him in his wrist. And then he said it just felt like a bee sting. But a couple days later, his wrist really hurt. And he went in and he found out that I actually had severed the tiniest little nerves right there at a point in your wrist. That just caused him so much pain. It's like a kind of a perfect hit. And I have no idea how I did that. But he had to have surgery on his wrist, and he still has a scar to this day. I'm just told this story this weekend, which is funny.
Just by snapping a towel at him?
By snapping a towel at him.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and how old were you when you did that?
This was when we lived in the Dallas area. So it was probably like in high school. Like maybe I was 16, something like that. So we were just, you know, out by the pool playing. And, I just snapped a towel at him. And it just seemed like I whipped him and it hurt on his wrist. But I actually severed these little bones or tendons in his wrist.
Oh,
he
goodness.
Had to have surgery. And, yeah.
Yikes. Joey, make sure you get her
See
number.
See the horseplay. That's what happens. All right, Lori, great story. Hold on for 1 second because we're going to get your info as well.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This all got started because Ellen DeGeneres was talking about how she accidentally broke her ring finger and she showed pictures of the x-ray. It's terrible. So we're talking about unique ways that you've been injured this morning. David Cook tickets up for grabs.
All righty. We've got some people who are waiting here. Let's start off with Lori first. Lori, what happened to your son?
Well, we were out at Lake Perry, and it was late in the day. We were out skiing all day, and he was supposed to have gone to work, and he decided, I'm having too much fun, so he called in and got somebody to work for. So he was kneeboarding, and we had just started out, and he was trying to do a big turn on the kneeboard, and he fell off, and we thought, oh, no big deal. And he comes out of the water, and he looks at me, and he says, Mom, I lost my toe.
What?
We're like, what? He says, seriously, he pulls his foot out of the water, and his big toe is gone.
No.
Oh.
I kid you not.
And he's saying
he never
it.
Never found it.
Is he saying it that calmly? Like, hey, Mom, my toe's gone.
He was very calm.
Oh.
And I was like, what? And that was the second boating accident we'd had with him, and we're like, what are you talking about? It was gone.
There's a toe in Lake Perry.
It is.
Oh,
some
my God.
Some fish had a great
Thank you for the story, Lori.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We're going to make sure Joey gets your info. Hang on for 1 second. From the toe to the exact other end of your body, Lauren is in Overland Park. Good morning, Lauren. So what happened here?
So when I was about 3 or 4, I did not realize about gravity, and I decided to ride my bike off of our front porch where my parents had put it, probably to keep it out of the rain, and I knocked my 2 front teeth out.
Mm. Yep.
And they were missing for probably 3 years.
Was it your baby teeth, or were they already adult teeth?
Yeah.
At that?
Oh, yeah. They were my baby teeth, thank God.
Okay.
I got really sick of hearing this song, All I Want Christmas.
No, I'm sure you did. Yep. All right, Lauren, Joey's going to get your info and your numbers here. And we end up with Christina in KC Mo, and only Christina, it seems, can turn an innocent child's activity into something bad here. Christina, what happened?
Oh, well, my mom decided to be real fun at a family reunion 1 year to get those silly nylon bags with the handles for them to do sack races, and none of the little kids want to do it. Oh, that's stupid. So, of course, Christina, get up there and show them how it's done. Come on. And I get to going across that real nice dead August grass and just bust my butt. I wasn't really sure if it was that or later on she made me ride across the lake and back on the boat. I'm not sure if it was the waves crashing on the bottom of the boat or slipping and falling that did me in, but man, I broke my butt. Had to dope for a good couple of weeks at work and everything.
Broken butt is how I'm writing down your injury on my little paper here. Christina, broken butt.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice. You know, on a sack race, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Too old for sack races is at 20 years old, you know.
Thank you, Christina. You'll be in the running.
Hold on for 1 second. Joey's going to get the info, okay?
All right, great. Thanks.
All right, let's talk to Tanya here, who's in Fairway, whose son did something that I can't even imagine. Tanya, what's the story?
Okay, well, my son Wyatt, who's always been very curious, was about 5. And we were all in the kitchen, my other two kids, and he, and buzzing around, and mine starts thinking, oh, maybe if I stick my finger down in the middle of the blender, which was sitting on the counter, it would go around my finger. I could put it right in the center.
Oh, God.
So I hear my other son screaming, and I look back, and there's blood.
Oh, no.
Splattering along on the outside of the blender. So.
Who wants a smoothie?
He wants a smoothie, yeah. Fortunately, we didn't have the Vitamix yet, and he's going to law school and help law next year, so I don't know. Watch out for him. Fortunately, he just has scars.
Just scars.
Wow, that's incredible.
Just little scars.
Man.
The old finger in the blender trick, huh?
Finger in the blender.
You got to throw it out after that, right? Like, you can't go back to making smoothies in that same one, can you? I mean, you got to get rid of it.
I can clean anything.
All right, Tanya, you're
and
in the running.
And so begins every edition of 48 Hours. All right, Tanya, hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info there.
I'm going to quickly throw in this one we just got on Facebook. Molly wrote, I once kicked the S out of a bowling ball by accident. Our neighbors left it in our front yard, and I thought it was a basketball and attempted to kick it back over to their yard. She said, for the record, it made it to their yard, and I didn't break my foot. Couldn't walk for a week, though, but it was not broken.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Can you imagine? You think it's a basketball. You go to kick as hard as you can. It's a ball.
And I that's something I would do.
Kicking a brick.
Oh, Molly in the running, too. I'm putting all these names into our randomizer.
You get the unenviable task of drawing out of the hat the good stories.
I'm going to let this machine do it so I don't have to pick.
Right?
I'm just in pain right now. The winner is Lori. Lori is the one who had snapped the towel on her dad's wrist and ended up, he had to have surgery just from her snapping a towel at his wrist.
So quit doing that to us, Truda.
Lori.
Sorry. It's all just locker room fun. Come on now.
The David Cook tickets are yours, Lori. He's playing Voodoo Lounge, and we have him on the show this Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The big fire that happened yesterday in Overland Park.
The video is incredible. When you see that multi-million dollar development just up in flames. Crazy, crazy sparks.
Yeah, it is. Wow. And somebody who is in the neighborhood there, we get a perspective of somebody who lives right by the big apartment complex and the big fire. Her name is Kim. She's calling us in this morning.
Yeah, Kim from Overland Park. You live right in that area. How did everything yesterday kind of unfold for you?
Well, I was at work. I work for Social Security Administration downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And I got a call from a friend who lives a few blocks away. She said that the apartment behind us that they're building were on fire. And I just remember thinking, no, because I remember, every day when we go by there, we see them working on them. We know that they're luxury apartments, and we're kind of excited to see the outcome of them building them. And we always hear them building them. And so next thing I know, she calls me back and says it's hitting surrounding houses. And at that point, I started to cry because the it's directly behind me. I mean,
wow.
We can walk. I mean, it's like 10 feet away from us. And so my boss drove me home and dropped me off a few blocks away because we couldn't get down my street. And when I got home, I realized it was one house down from me. And then the houses east of those of that house were burned down. A few of them burned down. So it was really sad. But they put us in the Drury Inn because we don't have any electricity and our house smells like smoke, obviously. So,
oh, sure.
But we're just grateful that our house was spared.
Wow. So you have smoke damage probably, but other than that, no physical damage to the house.
Correct.
And did you have any pets or anything at home?
No, we had no pets. Yeah. I do have kids at home. They weren't there. So I was thankful for that also.
Yeah.
And that was a concern because Blue Valley was on spring break, right?
Oh, right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yesterday was the last day. They were on spring break.
Man.
And it was amazing, the intensity of the fire, and just even watching it on television, and then for today, there to be really no major injuries is just astounding.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I mean, we're still in shock. I mean, like I said, we've been watching, you know, for several months, them building these, and it's just amazing that most of it's all up in flames now, you know? I mean, it's just gone. And then to see the houses, I mean, it's just so sad. You know, we're just watching our neighbors crying, and one person was worried about their dog or their cat. I don't know which, but they ended up getting it out. But, I mean, it's just, we just can't believe it.
And so you have neighbors down the road just a little bit. This houses were completely destroyed, lost everything?
Yeah, it was the house one down from us, not next door, but the next one was just totally burned.
Wow. How long have you guys lived in the neighborhood?
We just moved here in August from the Shawnee Mission West District. We're in, you know, Blue Valley Northwest now. We just moved in August. And we love that area. I mean, it's a great area. And like I said, these luxury apartments were just, they just looked beautiful. I mean.
Yeah, multi-million-dollar development.
Yeah. We looked up the rent, and I think like for a studio it was $1,000, and then you could go up to pay like $3,000 a month for a 3-bedroom or something.
Well, you know, I know as needs arise, like they were putting people up in hotels last night, like yourself. If any needs arise, keep in contact with us and let us know moving forward.
We sure will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, do you have a time frame on when they said they might let you back into the neighborhood?
They said that our lights should be on later this afternoon, but they're gonna, you know, keep us. We do have a meeting with the Red Cross or the real estate development. I don't know who it is exactly. Fire department at 8:30. They're going to let us know what we can do. And
yeah.
So we're just hoping we could get back in today.
Well, all the best to you guys.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for taking a minute to call in.
Sure.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Just because we get around.
Gen X versus Millennial, a little different today.
All right, we need one of each. So let's see if we've got a Gen Xer on the phone here.
Gen Xer is going to be Daniel in Oak Grove. Daniel, when were you born?
1964.
64, there's our Gen Xer. All right.
In Olathe, here's Ashley. What about you, Ashley? When were you born?
1982.
So you're pretty close. But, yeah, you're in the millennial generation. All right. We're going to pit you guys against each other. Whoever gets the most correct will win John Mayer tickets, okay? Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to start with Ashley, our millennial. Ashley, in what 1985 movie do two nerdy teens create the perfect woman using a computer hooked up to a doll?
Is it Mannequin?
No. Oh, that's a great movie. No. Anthony Michael
guess.
Hall, Bill Paxton, Kelly LeBrock. Daniel, can you steal? Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I do know it. It's Weird Science.
It is Weird Science. I'm going to give 1 point to Daniel for that.
A nice little throwback to Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. Mm-hmm. I love Chet. Okay, Daniel, to your question. The 2002 film Crossroads centers on three teenage girls as they take a cross-country road trip, finding themselves and their friendship in the process. What pop star starred in that movie?
I love this movie. I don't know it right for sure. I want to say Janet Jackson.
Ooh, no. Ashley, can you steal?
Britney Spears?
Yes. Ooh, we got a tie.
I love that stupid movie.
You would.
You've never seen it?
No.
With Taryn...
Manning?
Yes, Taryn Manning was in that too.
How many times have you
it's
seen
Britney
it,
Britney Spears.
Oh, probably like five.
Okay. It's Britney Spears, that's why.
All right, Ashley, we are going to play a theme song for you. This is a TV show theme song. Tell us what show this is from.
Okay, this is, again, one of my faves.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Everybody now.
Betty White.
Do you want me to answer yet?
Sure.
Okay, yep.
Oh, The Golden Girls.
Yes,
there
of course
go.
It is. 2 points for Ashley. All right, Daniel, over to you. Most Gen Xers remember this actor as Gordy in Stand By Me, but millennials know him from Big Bang Theory, where he plays himself. He's also coming to Kansas City for Planet Comic-Con next month. Who is it?
Oh, my goodness.
He was in Stand By Me, now Big Bang Theory.
He'll be great movie, by the way.
I know. I'm trying to get him in studio because he's coming to Kansas City.
Stand By Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shoosh. Oh, I know the name. I just can't think of it.
Can you steal Ashley?
Is it Will Wheaton?
Yes, it is Will Wheaton.
Oh, man.
3-1.
Nice.
Ashley killing it this morning, winning those John Mayer tickets. The show is sold out, but you'll be there.
I hope so.
Oh, that is awesome.
Wait,
what?
Easy. Daniel, we can't say that word on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, just for playing, Daniel, we are going to give you the Hyper Chiller Iced Coffee Maker, okay? No one walks away from this show empty-handed.
That's right. We give you something, okay?
The what?
Exactly.
Hold on for 1 second, and by the way...
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
Stand By Me was such a good film. I got into that last year because I read a movie, like, book about it.
We were talking about Planet Comic-Con and all the people that are coming next month, and I said, I want to get Will Wheaton in, and Shaylee, like, lost her mind. She's like, oh, I love him on Big Bang Theory. I didn't even know he was on that.
Yeah.
I know him from Stand By Me, and he does some other cool stuff on
Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's so big on Big Bang Theory.
I've never watched it. Will Wheaton. It's Will Wheaton. I know. He's going to be
sci-fi
here.
Sci-fi god.
Right? I don't know anything about that part. I just know he's on Big Bang.
Tara Reid is also coming. Shannon Elizabeth. Ric Flair. It's quite the Planet Comic-Con.
Woo!
Yes.
All right. Thanks to Ashley and Daniel for playing today. The Gen X Millennial.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Make tough decision. Who is the winner of this battle?
I think in this case, I have to just kind of go with a gut feeling. The winner of this battle was Cassie.
Oh, look at that.
Cassie Joy. Oh, man, that was such a good show last night.
Last night's The Voice to right here in studio with us. Let's say good morning to Cassie Joy.
Good morning.
Hey there.
I have to tell you, so I walk in. When I come in the morning, I talk to our security guard downstairs every morning on my way in. And this morning I stopped to talk to Eric, and he's like 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, just to give you a heads up, we have somebody coming in studio today. She'll be here about 8. And he goes, who is it? And I said, oh, it's a girl, Cassie Joy. She's on the show, The Voice. And he cuts me off and goes, The Voice, the girl who's from Smithville, but she's lived in Nashville for a couple of years. And immediately starts spouting off all these facts about you. Like, he knew everything about you.
Aw, that's awesome.
And then he just sent me a text 2 minutes ago. He's like, she is tiny and she's so cute. And I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
Slow down, Eric.
All righty. So he's the one liking everything on your Twitter page then.
He's
so,
the fan page.
Yeah, there
okay.
you go. Right. Now we figured it out.
Have you seen that a lot, though, since The Voice hit just a
Yes, and it's so amazing. It's what I've been, you know, dreaming of since I was a little girl. So yeah. For it to, I mean, it's just kind of exploded overnight, and I am just loving every minute of it.
I bet. Yeah, last night was great to watch your battle round.
Yeah. What was it like going into the battle round? Because you've got to face somebody on your own team. You're like, oh my gosh, it's like 2 men in or 1 man leaves. It's like, oh, this could be bad.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got battled against Ashley, and she's one of my good friends out
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Because, you know, we spend a lot of time together, the contestants do.
Right.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, anyone but Ashley, like, she's my bud. So, like, you go in, like, you know, wondering how much competitiveness you're gonna go in with, you know. So
right.
that was tough. I kind of felt like it was like Survivor of The Voice.
Yeah, and luckily somebody else picked her up, right? So
right,
she's not
yeah.
off the show. But for a second there, you're like, I could be this person's ticket out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a bad news.
No pressure at all.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was bittersweet. But yeah, I'm so glad she got stolen.
Yeah, that's great. That's yeah. awesome.
And it was cool because the thing that I picked up from watching you, and then Gwen referenced it, that there's just something about you that seems a little more practiced. What word did she use? I don't remember. But you just seem like you know what you're doing up there.
A little more polished.
A little more polished up there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been doing it for, you know, singing since I was 5. And then the past 2 years, I've been playing down on Broadway in Nashville. So I'm getting quite a bit of practice. I'm playing, you know, 4-hour sets every day. So it's definitely been like boot camp, you know.
Right.
So I feel super prepared going into, you know, The Voice.
And you grew up in Smithville, mm-hmm. around that area, and you started at a talent show.
Yeah, yeah. I was at the Smithville talent show on the Courtyard. And, you know, it's then this summer I'm coming back to that same stage
oh, wow.
to play, hopefully with good results.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's just coming
Voice.
Full circle.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What song did you sing as a young 5-year-old at the Smithville talent show?
I sang Angels Among Us
wow.
by
okay.
Alabama.
Yeah.
It was the only karaoke song we had on a cassette tape. If you young whippersnappers know what a cassette tape is.
Shaylee, we'll explain later.
You I
may
know
need
what
to tell
is.
The millennial here what that means.
I know what
is
it is.
Is that like a Snapchat filter?
I've heard of those.
Wow, that seems like a big song for a 5-year-old.
It super random song with like a talking intro and yeah, but it was, you know, it's all I found in my parents' cassette collection.
That's great. And then so that parlays into what? Like high school theater? Like how does that grow with you?
So from there, my mom kind of did some research on how to get famous. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
quick Google search.
Yeah, yeah. And she found out about the Midwest Opry circuit. So we would go, you know, to Paola and Tonganoxie, Fort Scott, and play in the Opries and Jubilees and, you know, all those shows. And then we went to Nashville and I recorded a CD. And then I got picked up by Radio Disney when I was about 12. So I moved into pop music. And then when I was about 14 or 15, I started with the School of Rock. So I moved on to rock music and came back to country about 5-6 years ago.
And now you're hashtag Team Blake.
There's my life story.
Just move through all the genres.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, it definitely helped me, you know, be well-rounded. I'm terrified of being, like, pigeonholed into one sound, so I think it helps me, you know, stay versatile.
Now, we've only heard you sing country on The Voice so far. Are
yeah.
they going to make you spread out a little bit?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm just,
right.
I told him, hey, I'll do whatever yeah. I need to do. Just keep me on.
Bring me back another week.
Yep.
Excellent.
Well, you mentioned spending time outside of The Voice with your team in particular. Were you guys rehearsing a whole bunch? You trying to get ready for the battle round? And, you know, what are the rehearsals like then?
Yeah, so we do the rehearsal that you saw with just the piano and then Luke and Blake and... that was crazy.
Yeah.
I, like, don't even remember that. I mean, I was, like, seriously
when
out of
breath.
When they
walk into the room, you're like, no!
Yeah, and you really don't know who it is. And
yeah.
so I was like, oh, it's going to be, like, Carrie Underwood, or maybe it'll be Reba,
right.
you know, and walked in just never thinking it would be Luke Bryan. And, I mean,
yeah.
Ashley had to, like, shove me through the door. I was like, I can't, it's Luke. So, yeah, we did that. I don't even remember. I mean, that was a waste. I was just, like, dead.
But, you know, you say that, but in watching that, just in your rehearsal, I remember marking down the moment that I had chills. And I'm like, I
aww.
Chilled just listening to them rehearse.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was cool. And when Ashley and I sang it together the first time, I mean, we were like, whoa, we should be a duo. We sound
yeah.
really cool
yeah.
together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, our voices blended really well. So I see why Blake paired us together, but... Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Too bad they're so ugly and you had to stare at them for so long.
I know, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Thank you.
If you need me as a stand-in, that's fine. I mean, if you want me to just...
I mean, you're very tiny anyway. They are very big guys. So
yeah. Blake
what
was that is like? Taller than you think. Yeah, mm-hmm. he's... Yeah, they're both very tall.
Yeah.
And how do they smell?
We've discussed this. You missed. Shaylee missed the first time that we talked to you.
This is where I get outnumbered by the girls on the show.
Yeah. Like, country man.
Hey, can you stick around for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Well, let's take a break and come back with more from Cassie Joy. You saw her on The Voice last night. Moving on in the battle round.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
How blue. How blue. Can you make me? How long till I hear
from last night's The Voice? One of these voices in studio with us right now, Cassie Joy, is here at the show.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Do you see this? Do you see the goosebumps? Do you see the hair standing up?
Yeah.
She's so good. I'm not just saying
time
that because
your arms.
So good.
What does that make you feel like hearing that back and seeing yourself? Are you one that likes to listen and watch yourself?
I do, and I'm a picker, you know, so I'll listen to it and, you know, tear it apart and, you know, try to fix stuff for next time, for sure.
What was it like watching yourself the first time?
It was exciting. I'm excited to keep watching it where I can hear. You know, we did a watch party in Smithville, and you know, it's a little crazy there. So it's awesome though. I mean, we don't see any of this before. You know, we're not really prepped, or I didn't see any of the other battles before last night. So it's just really neat to see it all come together.
Nice.
And we were talking off the air about kind of the cattle call process, the early auditions. And you were saying that your fiance, Brian, who's here with you, who also grew up in Smithville, you guys went to high school together. He auditioned as well.
Yes. Yeah. A while back. I wanted Brian to be able to stand in line with me the whole day. And I figured the only way to do that was if he auditioned and tried to be famous too.
Give him your mic. Brian, what did you...
So, Brian, what happened?
What'd you sing?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I sang a... what was the name of that song? Yeah, it was a Josh Turner song, and I forgot the words halfway through the audition. believe it or not, two times in the same song, and I was so embarrassed. I leave all the singing to her. She's the one with all the talent.
But he was a trooper.
Well, that's great to do, you know, moral support.
Yes.
Like, honey, I'm going to try to do what you do.
Yeah.
And you didn't try to do something as a duo.
Oh, no. No duo, thank goodness.
That'll be the next round, yeah.
I help whenever I can. Thank goodness she hasn't asked me to sing with her yet.
Now, what did you audition with? Back then, what were you singing?
I think I started with an Adele song. You know, and so I had tried out a few times. And I even told Blake after the blind auditions, I've tried out, you know, nearly every season. But, you know, I look back at my audition choices and I was like, I'm country pop rock. I'm this, I'm that. And now I just feel like I'm so much more my own artist, and I know who I am now. And it's just, you know, I think it's definitely a better time for me.
Yeah. Now you're back home in Smithville for you don't know how long before you have to go back out for The Voice.
I go back out in about a week for the knockouts and...
Alrighty, we'll see what happens.
Makes me nervous.
If when you listen to music, what else do you listen to? Do you listen to other stuff? Do you listen to rock? Do you listen to pop music?
Yeah, I actually listen to everything that I can. As I said before, I like to know of every, you know, type of music, so I can stay really well rounded and you know, versatile in my sound. I'm super random. I love Tegan and Sarah, Lana Del Rey, Rob Zombie, Shinedown,
nice.
Reba, you know, so I'm all over the place.
All right, so if they drop some metal on you for the next round of the show, you're like, I'm prepared. I can do this.
We were talking about Ed Sheeran a couple of days ago, and he was saying how early on people were sending him cakes as gifts. He said, a lot of people were making me cakes, and I ate them because I'm a dude and I wanted cake. And then all of a sudden he cut into one, and there was a giant glob of hair. And he decided at that point,
stop eating the cakes.
Gonna eat the cakes. Have you hit the point where you're getting bizarre? Maybe not cakes with wads of hair, but have you
something else weird?
A bizarre gift or weird messages?
I've gotten some weird messages and some weird photoshopped.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh,
my bad.
We're trying to stop him. But
is this a court of law? Are we under oath? Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't received anything to eat yet, so I guess I'll go ahead and not eat.
Send those to 508 Westport Road. Suite 202, by the way.
Sure, on Monday, when we can eat it.
Wait, please. Somebody gets cakes. Hold on a second now.
Well, hopefully not creepy gifts.
Send me Chipotle.
Do you get time to, watch TV? Do you have any favorite TV shows, anything like that?
I love Pretty Little Liars, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually watch a lot of TV.
This Is Us? Are you on the This Is Us bandwagon?
I have not started it, so no spoilers.
Nobody say anything.
Yeah.
I do watch soap operas every day.
Okay. Which ones?
I am an old lady. The Young and the Restless.
Yes!
And The Bold and the Beautiful.
I've watched Young and the Restless since sixth grade.
You get hooked. Yeah. I can't help it.
And even if you stop, because the brilliant thing is, like, I would go 2 or 3 years without watching it, and then you turn it on, it's the exact same people.
Like, Victor's
and the
still alive?
Yes, and just married to someone new.
It's like 3 weeks later.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing I don't in their world, you know?
The thing I don't understand about soap operas is 1 minute there's a baby, and then a week later he's, like, driving.
Well, you know, there's a fast
Or died, but came back to life.
Yes. Yeah. Three times.
Yeah.
I get it. I love it.
I don't get it. Now, what, so you guys have been traveling. You just got back from Montana.
Yeah.
You've been going around.
Yeah, and we just got back from Nashville, too. We left yesterday morning, and we got into Smithville at 5:15 and left the house by 6 to get to the watch party. And
oh, wow.
It's craziness.
Wow. What do you do to pass the time in the car? Are you singing duets? Do you pull out the singing voice,
Yeah, we
Brian?
Do our carpool karaoke.
Perfect.
No, I have been living on social media. I mean, nonstop since all of this. So I just sit and tweet and Snapchat and all the things.
How can people follow you? What are your names?
All of my handles, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are at Cassie Joy Music. And my Snapchat is at Cassie Joy McCall.
And Cassie is C-A-S-I, Cassie Joy Music.
You can remember it. It's like casino without the no. I know this because autocorrect. People are always like, what's up, casino? I'm like, iPhone. Gotcha.
That's great. I thought it was so cool. I'm like, I'm watching you last night at 9 o'clock, and then you were in studio this morning at 8. I thought that was really cool that you would take the time to come in and hang out with us this morning.
When you go back to Smithville, are people like, oh my gosh, Cassie? I mean, they just mob you everywhere?
Kind of. I mean, it's a small town, you know. It's certainly not the same as coming into, you know, Westport. You know, I don't think anyone's gonna really care. But like Smithville,
well, that dude
you know,
was passed out, so that's what
I'm
gonna
Eric, different. The security guard, very excited.
No, that's true. Yes.
Yeah, but in our little town of Smithville, I've been singing for these people since I was 5. So
yeah, that's awesome.
So a lot of the town is, you know, they're just super proud and so supportive, and I'm just really grateful for Smithville.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Well, we're gonna make a video with you here when we get off the air. Shaylee's going to do a video. We'll post that on our Facebook and share that all around, so you guys have to watch that too. But we're all watching. So excited for you.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody's pulling for you. Cassie Joy, everybody in studio. Make sure to check out all of your social media and check out our Twitter and Facebook page later, because we'll definitely be posting this on the podcast and a little video cast that we're doing today as well, too.
Yep.
So there we go. Here's your performance from the first go-around of The Voice. Such a good song.
Everybody turned around. Everybody wants Cassie Joy.
Right? Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Best of luck to you. 8:34 now at the show. We'll be right back after this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.